KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta says his work with the College Football Playoff Committee will ramp up if and when the season begins. Barta will serve as chairman of the committee and says they'll have had a few meetings during the COVID-19 pandemic.
We have meetings throughout the year, and we've had a few online conversations. We've canceled a few meetings. Our next in-person meeting is scheduled for August. And, right now, we're still planning to have that meeting.
Barta says the real work of the committee begins when the games are played.
Until about September 1st, other than planning, our work will really begin in earnest there. So I haven't had as many conversations in that role other than just touching base to see how everybody's doing. But as this unfolds and as we know if we're going to have a full season, if it's going to start on time, if it's going to be pushed back, then we'll have to adjust that committee with the great the staff will obviously be helping us there.
U of I President Bruce Harreld said last week they hope to bring football players back on campus June 1st. Barta says safety will be their first priority.
First of all, when everybody comes back, how do we make sure they're all healthy when they arrive? And what's the reentry plan? And then how do we make sure that they can be safe while they're back? If we can't ensure that, then that will hold up having a football season. So that's number one is safety.
Well, the University of Iowa Department of Athletics and Athletics Development have announced a virtual Hawkeye Events series, Hawkeye Events Live, that'll replace the annual outreach schedule featuring Hawkeye coaches and student athletes, along with Herky the Hawk and Iowa Spirit squads. In an effort to maintain this nearly 50-year tradition of traveling across the state of Iowa to meet with Hawkeye fans in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Hawkeye Events Live series, featuring a question and answer session with coaches, student athletes, and friends of the program, has been created for this spring and summer. The weekly series will be hosted by Laura Vandenberg, host of HawkeyeSports.com, and broadcast live on the Iowa Hawkeyes Facebook page. The weekly schedule can be found on the sports page at KJAN.com. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs will open defense of their Super Bowl championship by hosting Houston on September 10th in the NFL's annual kickoff game, pending developments in the coronavirus pandemic, of course. The Texans won a regular season game at Arrowhead Stadium in 2019 and then blew a 24-0 lead in the divisional round of the playoffs. Another highlight of the opening weekend will have Tom Brady's regular season debut with Tampa Bay against Drew Brees at New Orleans on September 13th, the first matchup of 40-plus quarterbacks in NFL history. The opening of SoFi Stadium in the Los Angeles area that Sunday night has the Rams hosting the Cowboys. Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas will debut on the Monday night schedule on September 21st with the Raiders facing Brady and the Buccaneers. The NFL schedule, not to mention off-season activities and the preseason, is considered tentative given the current prohibition on large gatherings. Well, the New England Patriots have signed four members of their 2020 draft class. Linebackers Josh Uche, Cash Malua, kicker Justin Rohrwasser, and offensive lineman Justin Heron have all agreed to terms on their rookie contracts. The Patriots entered last month's draft with 12 picks, and after making several trades over 3 days, they wound up selecting 10 players. The lawyer for the wife of Baltimore Ravens safety Earl Thomas said she is being subjected to an unfounded ongoing investigation by Texas police after she allegedly pointed a gun at her husband's head upon finding him in bed with another woman last month. According to a police affidavit, Nina Thomas tracked down her husband at a short-term rental home in Austin in the early morning hours of April 13th and found him and his brother Seth in bed with two women. Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh is pushing for a change that would allow football players to enter the NFL draft after their freshman or sophomore seasons in college. Currently, players are not eligible for the NFL draft until they've been out of high school for at least 3 years. It's a policy in the collective bargaining agreement that runs through the 2030 season. Canadian Football League Commissioner Randy Ambrosi said the most likely scenario is to cancel the season because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Ambrosi made the admission for the first time while testifying Thursday to a House of Commons Standing Committee on Finance. News broke last week that the CFL had requested up to $150 million Canadian in assistance from the federal government. During his testimony, Ambrosi said the league's future is very much in jeopardy. Sprint cars will be racing to the Knoxville Raceway tonight with the World of Outlaws show that will be run without fans. Race director John McCoy says the World of Outlaws is renting the facility, and they'll try to limit the number of people that are on the infield.
They'll do a lot of stuff from upstairs. They'll have a couple people up there in the press box with the in-car radios. And, of course, we have good contact with the teams anymore, and they just need a few people downstairs and try to run it at a minimum. The one thing that isn't being run as a minimum, though, is our fire and safety, of course. It'll be at full strength. And so all the safety aspects of the race itself are taken into consideration by them.
McCoy says they will limit how many people can even be around the facility.
We have to maintain public off the grounds as much as we can. They can't congregate. We just can't have people violating the rules that the county has set down in the state and the city. And we're going so far as asking the teams that's racing, please come in town, go straight to the infield, race, and then leave town. Because I know that's a little strict, but you know what? That's what's best for the community.
McCoy says they were forced to limit the number of cars that are entered.
I did require that I get my top 18 in points from last year eligible to race, so they also took the top 18 of theirs and from both years, and a few added teams that they have, and our limit was 48 in the infield, which is less than half of our capacity to park in the infield.
DirtVision.com will offer fans a chance to watch those races online. There'll be auto racing this weekend, but without fans in the stands at one of the oldest tracks in Iowa. Officials with the Hamilton County Speedway in Webster City have announced the first night of racing will be this Saturday evening. The racetrack will adhere to several rules and guidelines due to the pandemic, with all participants asked to observe social distancing and wear face masks. For the first time in its history, the grandstand of the Speedway will be closed to the public. Spectators will not be allowed to watch the racing on Saturday. Fans can watch the races on their computer or smartphone by logging on to raceindirt.tv for a charge. The half-mile dirt oval track is the oldest in Iowa, when the first race was held in July of 1910. Well, Prairie Meadows is still hoping to offer a 31st season of horse racing. The meet was scheduled to start May 1st, but has been delayed, according to CEO Gary Palmer.
So we're not sure when it's going to be safe to start bringing people back in again. You know, this week we laid off 1,100 people, and we want to get them back to work just as soon as we can, but we definitely have to make sure for our employees and the safety of the community and our customers that we're as safe as we can possibly be when we open the doors again.
Palmer says they're looking at several options as they wait for the all clear.
We've put several different scenarios together, and, the sooner the better for all of us. But, it would be, if we can't open until August 1st, say they don't let us open until August 1st, that would really be a short meet if we did that.
Palmer says once they get permission to open, it won't take long to start racing.
We think that we want to, get the horsemen here at least 2 weeks before we start so they can get in and get in their stalls and, have training and all that stuff before time. So whatever it is, it seems to us like it has to be 2 weeks before we could open. And that's not ideal, but we think we could do it that quick.
Palmer says they are still planning on a mixed thoroughbred quarter horse meet this season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.